nice place to get warm. Treat them to a special meal. Yes, of course you would. Do you feel that? Oh, the thought of it. It's biting at the back of your mind. You need to check outside.
Oh, you scared me. I'm terribly sorry if I startled you. The storm came on so suddenly. Your balcony was the only dry place nearby, and, well, I'm so very cold tonight. Oh, you want to invite me in? Of course you do. You're such a kind, good boy you are. Oh, that's better. What's that? My eyes? Oh, yes, they're a little different, aren't they? They're quite special, actually. If you look deeply into them, a funny thing starts to happen. The more you look, you begin to realize it's getting harder to see anything else, or to hear anything else, but me. They're so soothing to look at, aren't they? Yes, look deep. They make you feel so warm. They make you feel kind and generous. You want to be a good host, don't you? You want to be so accommodating to your special guest. Yes, of course you do. Such a good boy. And you love it when I call you that. Yes, good boy. It makes you feel so special inside, like a warm blanket gently wrapped around your soul. You'll do anything I say just to hear those words, won't you? No matter what I ask, a good boy always obeys. Of course you will, my good boy. What was that, darling? You were saying something about my eyes. Oh, yes, they are quite beautiful, aren't they? Good boy. Well, thank you for letting me in. It's so kind of you to help a stranger in need. Where should I put my coat? I'm sorry, it's soaking wet. Okay. Do you think you could help me take it off? It must have shrunk a little when it got wet. Well, thank you. Oh, no. It looks like my coat was completely soaked through. My clothes underneath are all wet as well. I guess these are just going to have to come off then. You don't mind if I'm just in my underwear, do you, darling? Of course you don't. Would you help me take these wet clothes off then? Slowly. Oh, Thank you. Such a good boy. Could you grab a towel and help me dry off? Here, let me just get in close so you can wrap the towel around me. Can you go slow, please? My skin is a little sensitive. Yeah, like that. Oh, good boy. So gentle. You're such a gracious host. Thank you. Can we take a seat over here on the couch? I'm all dry now, but I'm still really cold. Do you think you could help warm me up? So obedient. Did I even need to hypnotize this one? Oh, never mind that. Just thinking out loud. Join me on the couch? Come here, next to me. Scoot in close. Can you put your arm around me while I lean into you? Oh, so warm. Hold me a little tighter. I'm still so cold. Good boy. You're so warm, but I think you could be warmer. You wouldn't mind if I get a little closer? Perhaps I could sit in your lap? Thank you. You really are too kind. Ah, oh, there we go. Much better. Oh, yeah. I guess it is more of a straddle than a sit, but you don't mind, do you? Of course you don't. My good boy. How about you wrap your arms around me again? I think we'd both like that. Oh my, so warm. What a gracious host. Hold me tighter. Such a good boy. Rub my back. Oh, that's perfect. I'm just going to rest my head on your shoulder now. Don't stop rubbing. How about a little kiss here on your neck? I'm sure you don't mind. Oh, my. I'm sorry, dear. Never mind that. Just a little appetizer before dinner. No, you don't need to get up and make anything, darling. Dinner is nearly ready. It just needs a little more seasoning. What I mean is that I have a rather unique appetite. You see, there's only one thing here that interests me, and that's you. More specifically, your blood. Oh, shh. There's no need to toss around useless labels. It doesn't matter what I am, really. All that matters is that I'm terribly famished. And as my ever so gracious host, you want to sate my appetite, don't you? Oh, that's right. Such a good boy. The seasoning, well, that's love, my dear. You see, blood is a wonderfully complex dish. Every emotion, every feeling you experience, one way or another, they make their way into your blood, and they change the way it tastes, the way it feels inside. Each emotion has its own unique effect. For example, some prefer fear. Or panic, adrenaline. They'd kick your door in, bare their fangs, and send you screaming into the night. The adrenaline surging through your veins would spike your blood into an intoxicating cocktail of energy and life. It's exhilarating. I won't deny it. But I find the flavor to be a little too pungent for my taste. Fear is such an overbearing, instinctual flavor. I would much prefer a more complimentary seasoning. Passion, love, lust. Oh, such sweet, sweet flavors they are. A perfect complement to the sanguine bouquet of blood. And you feel the ecstasy coursing through every inch of your body as you drink it. Oh, fuck. I'm trembling just thinking about it. Oh. And of course, we get to have a little fun while we sweeten you up. So, you tell me, which one sounds better? Should I chase you into the night? Hunt you down like a terrified animal and rip open your throat so I can bathe my naked body in your vigorous, steaming hot essence? Or would you rather I lean in and slowly, gently, passionately suck and lick the oh-so-sweet blood from your neck while you grab a few handfuls of my ass and grind that hard cock between my legs? Oh, fuck. Good boy. Oh, yes, good boy. That's what I thought. Fuck. I can feel your heart pounding in your chest now. I see the blood surging through your neck. I think you're ready. Oh, how I'm going to savor you, my sweet, good boy. Turn your head. And don't you dare stop grinding. Just a little bite now. So sweet. Grind harder. Faster. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Just like that. Don't stop. Oh, my good boy. You're delicious. Take my underwear off. Just rip them off. Oh, fuck. Good boy. Oh, look at my body. See how my pussy is dripping for you. Grab my tits harder. Oh, yes. Oh, feel the lust. Let it surge through your veins. Oh, oh, fuck. Take your pants off. Oh, maybe we should just add a little bit of adrenaline to the mix, huh? Oh, there's a fire in your eyes now. Good. Use that fire. Slap my ass. Oh, harder. Oh, harder. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Now grab it. Grab it like you mean it. Oh. Oh, God. Good boy. Now fuck me. Fuck me as hard as you can. I want your blood gushing. I want to taste your lust. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, oh, don't stop. Oh, don't slow down. Oh, oh, don't you dare come until I say. Do you hear me? Oh, oh, good boy. Oh, yes. I feel it. Your lust. Oh, fuck. Fuck deeper. Harder. Spank me again. Again. I know that taste. Desperation. You must be trying so hard not to come. Good boy. That's right. You know you can't come until I say. Oh, and I need you to hold it a little while longer. Just don't stop fucking me. Oh, oh God, yes. Oh, I don't want this to end, my sweet, obedient boy. I'm just gonna make you mine. And then we can do this every night. Just you and me. Fucking until the sun rises. Oh, oh, oh. All you have to do is give in. Submit to my will. Say it. Tell me you want to be mine. Tell me you'll do everything I ask. Tell me you love me. Oh, oh, fuck. Fuck, good boy. Oh, 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 okay. All you have to do now is come with me. It's as simple as that. Once you do, we're bonded forever. No power in heaven and hell will be able to separate us. Just keep pounding my pussy. Oh, and I'll let you know when I'm close. Oh, oh, and then I want you to just lose yourself. Fill me up. Give me every ounce of you. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Come with me. Fill me up. Give me everything. Hey, wake up. Oh, good, you're back. For a second there, I was worried I was going to have to try to find another sweet, obedient boy to be my familiar. But I think you're going to be all right. Oh, no, no, don't try to stand up. Just rest, my good boy. I'll make you something to eat after we have a little nap. You'll need some energy if you're going to be ready for tomorrow night. I just want to hold my good boy for now and drift off. Sweet dreams.